So we're talking about anxiety. So first of all, explain to me what is anxiety.
Okay, so this month of April, we are going to focus on anxiety. And I think also we use the term very loosely. Oh, I'm anxious, I'm anxious, I'm anxious. And sometimes you're not anxious, you just have an emotion. You're angry. You are feeling dissatisfied. You are feeling frustrated. It's not just about anxiety. So I think we need to really define what is anxiety. So like your first question, what is it? So anxiety is basically the body's alarm system designed to protect you. It prepares you for danger by activating your flight or flight response and also your freeze response. So in your brain, and we are going to talk about it, there is an area where if you are in danger or you are being attacked or you are being abused or you are being in any kind of danger, your body is so protected. Your body is so designed to activate that system in order for you to rather react. You are going to fight, you're going to run away, flight, or you're going to freeze. So different people have different reactions to danger.
Now, somebody that's short-tempered,
Well, that is just short-tempered.
If you're having anxiety and the two, is there like a huge big bang happening in there?
Yes. You see, that type of people need therapy. That type of people need not just therapy, they need medication, they need an intervention. Because that is very dangerous. If you look in the prison system, there's a lot that has short tempers, maybe due to growing up, maybe due to past trauma, childhood trauma, adversities, and because of no one ever taught them to regulate their emotions. Yet again, I'm saying emotions, they become short-tempered. And then when danger comes, the flight, fight, freeze system gets activated, and then they react to that. And I worked in one of the prisons once. I locumed for a few times. That was the most interesting time of my life. all the numbers and
1, 2, 3, 4, all 5, the 6, letters. 7, 8, 9.
But what I've found and what I've realized, there are a lot of inmates that come from very good backgrounds, but because of just that combination, they get themselves into trouble. Let's say at a nightclub, someone triggers you. You know, beer bottle or whatever sharp object, and they go and attack to maybe protect themselves. But then you murder that person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, accidents happen so quickly. The anxiety system, the amygdala system, your body's response system is there to help when in danger. But you have to distinguish between emotions. Can you handle that? Can you regulate that? Can you calm down? Can you go out? Can you breathe? Versus this is danger. We need to react.
So what happens, especially in the brain during anxiety?
Because
obviously there's a lot of things happening in there.
Yeah. So the amygdala, if you have time, just Google amygdala. It detects threat and signals the body to release adrenaline and cortisol. So cortisol, I've spoken a lot about. That is your stress hormone. And it's been released by your adrenal glands. That is just above your kidneys. This increases your heart rate, your breathing, your alertness. So in that instance, your amygdala if you are in danger, the blood pours into amygdala. Your blood pours into, we call it the primitive brain. And your body starts getting ready by releasing adrenaline, by releasing stress hormones. And you start getting, your heart is racing. You start or start getting to run, or you start getting to attack, mm-hmm. or you freeze totally. And you can feel it by your breathing is increased. You are more alert around you. And if you are not aware, you can even go into a panic attack at that moment.
Sure.
But so, what I want to have the listeners think about is this is a brain biology reaction. This is not ek is angstig. Ek is lus om angstig te wees.
And you know that happens on a daily basis.
Nee. Dit is nie noodwendig dat jy wil angstig wees, want niemand wil angstig wees. Angs kan normaal wees. As jy gaan eksamen skryf en jy moet jou matriek eksamen skryf, dan moet jy angstig wees, want jy het die mate van adrenaline nodig, net om na jou brein toe te gaan, na jou sekere areas waar jy kan alert wees, soos wat ek nou net gesê het, waar jy kan concentreer, aandag gee, kan focus, en die rechte, you know, kan die rechte antwoorde gee. Jy gaan nie heel tyd angstig wees, dit gaan net soos voor die tyd wees, net die, okay, here we go, that nervousness, but it settles.
So in the one side, there is a positive to it, and then on the other side, there is a negative effect, obviously, and the negative effect is the dangerous effect.
The dangerous effect, yes.
So why is anxiety sometimes helpful? And I think you've just mentioned that. So give us this, especially for the woman at home, the anti-brace, wat angstig is, omdat die seun nog die brace is. Of die een wat nou by die werk sit, my goed, is my nou klaar. Is daar methodes om mense om te sê, ek kan laat ek gou vinnig focus op dit.
Ja, wat baie interessant is, is jy het twee kante, soos wat ek nou net gesê het, you've got your body's response, your adrenaline, and your sien is nou nog nie in die huis nie, jy is angstig, you don't know what happened, he was at the nightclub, he is not in yet, did something happen, no one told you, he doesn't pick up his phone, and you start working yourself up, and jy is angstig, you'll be getting anxious and anxious and anxious. On the other hand, you alert, you are making use of all your resources. You are now phoning other people, can you go and look, and so your body is in not the fight mode, but you're ready to expect anything. But for the aunt at home, that is ook normaal. Dat is een normale angst. As hy gesê het, hy kom 12 uur, wacht jy so 12, 15. En gee hem nog een bykie kans. En hy draai nog vast een bykie.
Nie so so heil, as ek 12 uur, kom ek 12 uur die niks dag gaan bereis.
Ja, nie so heil is een probleem. so heil is een probleem. Jy gaan die hele wereld een panic attack gee. So, in normal amounts, anxiety improves the focus, your motivation and performance. It helps you prepare for challenges. So that is the thing. It helps you prepare for challenges. So if it's exams, if it's the aunt at home, it helps you prepare for challenges. And that is the most important thing. Where I come in, just to mention, is when the anxiety is so bad that you can't switch off. Your mind can't switch off. You're constantly, your heart racing. You're constantly overthinking that word. Hey, people use that word a lot. I'm overthinking. I'm worried. I'm keyed up. My muscles are tense. I can't relax. It's stressing too much. What can I do just to relax? What can I do to keep my anxiety level to a level where I can focus? Because now my functioning is being influenced. I can't function at home. I can't function at work. There might be even no reason why you are feeling that way. You might have no problems, nothing. There might be a history, a family history of anxiety. There might be past trauma. There might be a lot of other reasons why you would feel that way.
Now before I let you go, you spoke about trauma, and is trauma the basic thing that normally triggers? But I'm gonna have it's gonna be a long term thing. I need to see a psychologist. No.
Trauma. It depends on the trauma. It depends on the person. The person can be very resilient, and if there's early intervention, if there's any trauma, and I mean we can define trauma. Trauma can be someone ran into my car. Trauma can be my child got missing. Trauma can be anything. But if you're a resilient person, if you are even religion, your spiritual life, if there's a lot of protective factors, a good support system, trauma doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have anxiety for the rest of your life. Because people do get better from trauma if we focus on trauma. And I think we are going to have a month where we are going to speak specifically about the pathology about trauma, what to do about trauma. You mentioned something just before we go. What can you do if you are anxious? So, like I said, you've got your anxiety levels, you've got your adrenal glands that is excreting adrenaline and cortisol, the stress hormones, and then you've got your nervous system that makes you very nervous. So your heart rate is increasing, your breathing is increasing. And actually what helps is breathing. It soothes.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, the anxiety just kicks in there now.
Anxiety, you know, it soothes the nervous system. We do a 4-box breathing. So wherever you are, if you feel anxious, if you think the taxi is too full and something's going to happen, you breathe 4 breaths in, keep it there for 4 counts, and breathe 4 breaths out.
Nee die eensie.
Nee eensie nie, nee baby. Miskien by die venster uit. And you keep it there for 4 counts. You breathe out and you do it for 4 times. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to say. And that really soothes the brain. It soothes the nervous system. And it just relaxes the amygdala just to say, look here, get that adrenaline a little bit down. Mm-hmm. Get your stress hormones a little bit down. And that is just one example of what you can do.
Right, to catch up again with Dr. Hannah Williams, go check out our podcast. The podcast will be available within this week. And of course, the guys are out. Our technical team is out. They are out in with the entire 9 to 12. They'll be back later this afternoon. So have a look at our Facebook page, our social media. It will be up there again, if you want to have a listen back to this conversation with Dr. Hannah Williams. So where can people find you? And if they would like to have a chat to you,
with me specifically,
that is
very difficult. I think the best way is if we can have a platform here, because when I'm in consultations, it's very difficult to get hold of me because I'm busy with patients at the practice where we're situated at number 14 Synagogue Street. And our number is 082-687-1783. Currently, we are on leave.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like semi on leave. I still have patients in the clinic, but I'm not at the office at the moment. And we're back next week.
All right, fantastic. Great. And she'll be back next week on air as well. It's 8:41. It's time for sports.